place in the garden. We walked with God. Enoch walked with God and was no more. God has always had the intention of being in fellowship with us. First example, Garden of Eden. God raises up Abraham, promises him a great nation and family, allows his descendants to go into Egypt, promises to bring them out as a great nation, and when he does, he takes them into the wilderness, calls Moses to the mountain and says, "Now Moses, I'm moving in. And this is where I'm going to live. And you're going to command the children of Israel to build my house exactly as I command. And you know that the children of Israel donated all the items, and they made for the Lord the tabernacle. It had a holy of holies, it had an altar, it had the menorah, it had all of these things that we've been talking about. And the Bible says that God came, the Shekinah glory of God, came and dwelt with the children of Israel. A very interesting thing, I don't remember if I mentioned it or not, but while the children of Israel are in the wilderness, they will set up camp 42 times. I've been telling you that the Great Tribulation is a mirror of the wilderness experience. The Great Tribulation will last 42 months. And God will be the one who will tell us when to move. That's the great deliverance. For those who trust in the Lord and believe His Word, He's going to be with us through this. So God comes in the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud, and it resides in the middle of the encampment. And it's just an amazing thing when all the children of Israel encamped around the tabernacle, they placed their tents. So the first thing they saw when they stepped out of their tent was the tabernacle. Can you imagine going out of your tent every morning and the first thing you see is God? You see the cloud? It's God, and you know that God is in your midst. He is dwelling with you, because that is what the tabernacles is about. And since that event was so special, we commemorate that day with the seventh of the Feast of Tabernacles. Centuries later, Israel will take the tabernacle, and they will move into the Promised Land, and eventually David will have it upon his heart to build a house for God, and God will say, "David, you can't build a house for me, but I'll build a house for you." And he does it through his son Jesus. Solomon is given the opportunity to build the temple of the Lord. It is dedicated on the Feast of Tabernacles. On the anniversary of the first tabernacle, now we're going to commemorate and dedicate the temple of God. And Solomon is going to ask a very incredible question in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 27. "Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven and said," verse 23, "O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below, who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it, as it is today. Now, Lord God of Israel, keep for your servant David, my father, the promises you made to him, when you said, 'You shall never fail to have a man to sit before me on the throne of Israel, if only your sons are careful in all they do to walk before me as you have done.' And now, O God of Israel, let your word that you have promised your servant David, my father, come true." And look at the question. But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple that I have built? Get the picture. They have erected the first temple in Jerusalem. God has told him, "I'm coming. I am going to dwell within the Holy of Holies." Solomon is the children of Israel, they're standing there. This is a great, incredible moment. And yet it is such the concept, the idea that this God would love us so much that He would come and dwell with us is mind-boggling even to the wisest man in the world. And he asked, could it be true? Is it possible that God would really dwell on earth? He did it in the garden. He did it in the wilderness. He did it in the city of Jerusalem on Tabernacles, the day that reminds us of His desire. And centuries later, He did something even more phenomenal than that. The Feast of Tabernacles is known by another term. It is called the Season of Our Joy. It is also called the Feast of the Nations. One night, a bunch of shepherds were standing out in a field guarding their flocks by night. And the angels, as the shepherds were living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch of their flocks at night, an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord, the Shekinah glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Your translation may say swaddling clothes. Coincidentally, swaddling clothes were used in the court of women during the Feast of Tabernacles. "Behold, we bring you good tidings, great joy." We've come to explain the meaning of this day. We've come to help you understand what is this tabernacle season of great joy about. It is about God dwelling with men. He did it in the garden. He did it in the wilderness. He did it in the city of Jerusalem. And beyond our comprehension, He took the form of a man and was born as a baby on Tabernacles to prove to us, "I want to be with you." Contrary to popular opinion, the Bible never talks about us going to be with Him. It always talks about Him coming to be with us. Will God really dwell on earth? What more does He have to do? I don't get it. I know you, and I love being around you. But I also know me. I don't know why He wants to be around me. I don't know why He wants to be around you. But He does. You are His passion. Zephaniah chapter 3 says that the Lord dances around wildly as He sings over you. Did you know that? The next time you're sitting in a worship service and you're singing praises to God, let me tell you something. The Bible says He's doing the same thing over you. You are the passion of His heart. So much so that He became a man and died to remove all obstacles of our being in His presence. The bread of life came forth in a little town called Bethlehem. How appropriate. Bethlehem is made up of two words. Bethlehem, house of bread. From the bread, from the house of bread, God brought forth the bread of life. John chapter 1, verse 14. "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us." Literally, He tabernacled in our midst. "We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Will God really dwell on earth? Isaiah chapter 2.